Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. Going right into it, in July, the Ministry of Finance increased TDB and JGB issuance to fund COVID-19 fiscal outlays. How did the JGB market react to this sizable increase in issuance, particularly out the curve?
According to the BOJ's data, the key changes in the governmental cash balances in July were firstly the BOJ's monetary fund supply rose to the 35 trillion JPY. And next, net fiscal receipt fund absorption rose to 24 trillion yen. The biggest change due to fiscal factors was 17 trillion yen for TDBs, and JGBs only rose to 10 trillion yen. TDBs had a much bigger impact than general fiscal outlays of 1.9 trillion yen. In July, the BOJ offset fluctuations in governmental fund supply and demand by supplying funds. Looking ahead, we expect the BOJ to control yields with monetary operations based on changes in fiscal fund supply and demand. 6 months to 12 months TDBs have comprised the bulk of the increase in JGB issuances for fiscal year 20 so far. There is currently strong upward pressure building on the front end of the JGB yield curve because of the government fiscal outlays funded with TDBs. We expect this trend will continue for the time being.
Okay, so we've talked about the supply side. Let's talk a little bit more about the demand side. So on a related note, the BOJ released the August RIN bond schedule on July 31. What were your takeaways there?
The BOJ left its JGB purchases intact from July. The BOJ appeared to have determined that the buying ranges were adequate in July. In August, the BOJ will buy 10 to 25 years and 25 years plus JGBs on August 28th to draw a defensive line for the long end of the JPY yield curve. The BOJ appears to feel that the impact on the front end of the JPY yield curve from the increase in TDB issuances can be managed with demand by overseas investors for TDBs, as well as by its own plans for 500 billion yen to 3 trillion yen in purchases. We will be watching to see if the BOJ stands toward managing the long end of JPY yield curve will change from mid-August onward.
Great, thank you. The BOJ is buying a lot more than JGBs these days. Of these other asset classes, were there any other changes that you would highlight to our listeners?
In September, BOJ will buy more Japanese companies' short-term commercial papers. The frequency will increase from 2 times to 3 times, and purchase amount will be increased by 600 billion yen in September. The BOJ has left its plans and schedule for corporate bond purchases intact. Commercial papers yield rose this spring, not correlated to JGB yields. The coronavirus uncertainty is brewing in global credit markets, not only in Japan. Credit market pricing seemingly differs by name, credit rating, and duration that meet the BOJ's buying criteria. In our view, if the coronavirus pandemic is prolonged, the BOJ could first review and modify its criteria for credit asset purchases. In August, some major conferences like G7 Summit, Kansas City Federal Reserve's Economic Symposium in Jackson Hole, and Asian Central Bank's EMIB conference will be held. It will be good for global leaders to address risk mitigation strategies for the international financial markets, be it the banking sector and corporate bond primary market, when credit market pricing is disrupted, especially in the long end. Recent corporate earning releases were shown that the coronavirus spending pandemic is not over, and the global financial markets need to come up with risk analysis and backup financing plans for second wave.
In previous episodes, you pointed out that a very important part of the BOJ's toolkit are dollar fund supplying operations. I don't think this is something that a lot of people follow closely. Could you please discuss that a bit?
On July 22nd, the BOJ released its US dollar fund supplying operation schedule. Most notably, the BOJ firstly released its schedule earlier than for other asset purchase operations. Secondly, will not hold US dollar fund supplying operation over 14 days, as it did in July. And thirdly, will start 3 months US dollar fund supplying operations for beyond the year end on October 14th. The US dollar money market is not tight now. This is because of US dollar fund supplying operations, including the key central banks supplying funds and buying a credit asset, and a fiscal and monetary policy boosting the stock markets with policy collaboration. The coronavirus pandemic is not over, but global financial markets have calmed down. Given these conditions, the BOJ has released its US dollar fund supplying operation schedule early. Despite some optimism about the pandemic until end February, the risk contagion did eventually cause turmoil for international financial market in March. Memories of the tightening in the US repo market last September are still fresh. Drafting strategies to prepare for a second wave of the pandemic will be a key issue this summer, not only for policymakers, but also for global asset managers.
Thanks for taking us through that. To wrap things up, why don't you take us through what we'll be watching the next few weeks and your view on dollar yen, yen rate, and JPY basis from here?
This month, in summer low, US dollar selling and JPY buying from US bond cash coupon repatriations could put downward pressure on US dollar JPY. The FOMC did not spring any big surprises in July, and Chair Powell's cautious policy stance will likely support expectations of further monetary easing. Declining the dollar rates will likely help sustain the dollar weakening trend. It is very skeptical for us if Japanese underlying demand of JPY selling alone can offset this. Japanese investors sold their overseas securities positions in July, and rebuilding foreign bond positions will help to limit US dollar JPY downside, but probably not a raise in US dollar JPY. Looking ahead, concerns about the US dollar JPY downside will likely persist with a range 104 to 107. JPY rates and the JPY basis have been flat recently, and that trend will likely continue for now.
That's great analysis, Sakito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.